Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard every weekend here on WBEN. She's with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. The president's spending bill, Jill, has been signed into law. We're still learning about it. I mean, it's 900 pages. We've heard a lot of headlines about things that are in this bill, but some of the things that have not received a lot of attention, you're kind of following for us this morning.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, listen, there because it's so big and there's so much in it, there is something for everyone. So I thought it might be helpful to kind of outline how this might impact if you're a lower income, a middle income, a high income earner, okay? So for lower income people, this is a brutal bill because, you know, if you're lower income, you don't pay a lot in federal taxes. So any cuts that are being made doesn't really impact you, but you could lose your Medicaid, and you could lose your SNAP, that's the program formerly known as food stamps. So that's why if you're at the lower end, the analysis really does find that there is going to be a potential big impact on your life. Now, if you move up to the middle income, it's a strange thing because it kind of depends on how you make your money. So, you know, if you think about two different people, one is a bartender and, you know, she's making a bunch of money, doing really well, but like now she doesn't have to have some of her tip money taxed. But compare her with her friend who works in retail, makes the exact same amount of money, gets no benefit from this bill, doesn't work overtime. And so that's a weird thing, right? So it's kind of like how you make your money is going to really be very important factor in whether or not you are going to make money from this particular bill. Of course, here in New York State, we're in a high tax state. We're all excited about the state and local tax deduction. But, you know, if you're a renter, you don't really care about that. And if you own a home, that's great. If you're an auto loan borrower, yeah, maybe you'll get a little bit of a benefit because auto loan interest won't be taxed. But if you're driving a car that's paid for, it doesn't impact you. And you might get a problem if you're a student loan borrower, because it looks like there's going to be a real change in the government program for financing college. So, you know, it's a strange thing. All of these little pieces, it depends on, like, do you dip into that thing or not? But there is one clear winner in all of this. And it's like my father used to say, it's the golden rule. Those with the gold rule. And that is high income earners. They win the most. And they are going to see a very big gain overall over the next few years. Their tax rates are going to remain lower. Their estate tax exemption is up. So as the saying goes, rich or poor, it's nice to have money.
Well, we know the SALT exemption, that's a big thing here in yep. New York for sure. What changes there that might impact people living in Buffalo?
So if you are a homeowner, this is going to really be important to you because there is a, you know this already, the state and local tax deduction used to be an unlimited deduction for anyone in the United States. And in the 2017 tax cut bill, there was a limitation to that deduction. It was limited to $10,000, which for those of us who live in a high tax state like New York was ridiculous. We're like, oh my God, you blow through that all the time. So now the deduction cap will increase from $10,000 up to $40,000. Okay, that's a big difference. This is the one thing that's a little bit weird about it is that it goes away after 2029. I mean, it's so strange. So you have to earn less than $500,000. I mean, I don't know what the average earnings
check.
Get done and dusted. You work in media, all set. For most people, this is going to be good. But again, we revert back to that $10,000 cap in 2029. So a lot of this bill is so filled with stuff that goes away. And, you know, not unlike that 2017 bill, that put all the pressure on the next administration. It's very funny when you hear someone in the Trump administration say, you know, Americans were facing a huge tax increase. They engineered that tax increase. That was part of the 2017 bill. Everything was supposed to sunset by 2025 so that they could get it passed. And so that idea that taxes were going to rise at the end of this year, that was in black and white inside the 2017 Trump tax bill. So it's a funny thing to say, oh, you were facing a tax increase when you engineered it in the first place.
What about EV buyers?
Oh boy, this is, hurry up and buy a car. This bill basically eliminates or limits a lot of tax credits that were designed to encourage investment and production of clean energy, but also the purchase of electric vehicles. And it's going away this year. So this is going to be done. One other big selected loser that I would think is important, student borrowers are going to have a much tougher time borrowing money to pay for college. So this is, we don't know the exact details of this, but it looks like that subsidized and income-driven loan repayment plans that really helped a lot of people who came out of college and didn't get high enough paying jobs to repay their loans, that's probably going away. There's going to be new limitations on student borrowing, and there's going to be a tightening of Pell Grant eligibility. And that's going to really start to hurt some folks. It may mean that more people say, I'm not going to go to college. It may mean that people say, I'm going to go to the state system and deal with, you know, try to get some money through there. But it's going to be a rough go for student loans, I think, in the future.
The national debt, we don't care about that anymore. Is that the deal?
We just, you know, it seems like a bad problem eventually. Yeah, I mean, the debt is going to grow pretty dramatically. And I know that we've talked about this in the past. You know, the deficit is just the difference between what the government takes in and spends every year. But the debt is piling up. And if you look at various independent analyses of this particular bill, it's going to cost at least $3.3 trillion over the next decade. You'll hear the administration say, a lot of Republicans will say, yeah, but we're going to grow so much. That's not the right amount of money. There's nothing that shows that. We have a lot of examples of how tax cuts impact growth, and we're never going to make that up. So what does that mean for you and me? Well, when you have a lot of debt, what usually occurs is that interest rates stay high and economic growth slows down. And that may be what we're facing in the future. Or some future administration is going to say, we really don't like all this debt. We must raise taxes and we must make other cuts. But, you know, the cutting is really tough because, as you can see, every cut you make impacts some human being. And I think to be a jaded person like me, I would say one of the reasons I think that the cuts to Medicaid and SNAP were kind of easy to make for a lot of these politicians is that we find that many of those people don't vote. And if you're going to start cutting other things like, hey, we're going to cut Social Security, there's going to be an uprising. People are going to vote and they're going to hear from those folks up in Capitol Hill.
Jill, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.